80s, 90s, QKN Today, the Magic Valley's Hot 100 FM. It's Brock in the Morning, broadcasting from the Patterson's Audio and Video Studio. Your last chance right now to get that Samsung 55-inch TV for just $599. They'll even deliver it for free. Stop by Patterson's Audio and Video. They're on Main, across the street from the Burley Skate Park. Last hour, we visited with Cheryl Viola of the Jerome Chamber of Commerce and talked about the top challenges faced by entrepreneurs. Now, if you missed that segment, Cheryl's got a really great blog posted this week at visitjeromeidaho.com. We certainly encourage you to go check that out. And this part of the segment, we always kick off by congratulating our business of the week. And this week, we want to salute DL Evans Bank.
Absolutely. They've been in the community for a while now, and they do so much. So congratulations to all of the team members down there at DL Evans. Make sure that you go on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or LinkedIn and like, comment, and share.
Looking at the agenda, coming up this weekend, February 28th, which is Friday, is that ribbon cutting at Jerome Little Tigers Preschool and Daycare.
Yeah, that is going to be exciting. It's at 1 o'clock, so if you've got some time and you want to witness the ribbon cutting, you're more than welcome to join us for that. And then, of course, the very next day on Saturday is their open house that's going to run from 10 a.m. to noon. And, of course, with it being on a Saturday, you're going to have an opportunity to meet the teachers and go in and tour the facility and all that great stuff. So ribbon cutting is Friday at 1 p.m., and the open house is 10 to noon on Saturday.
Then the following weekend, next Friday, is Canyonside Christian School's annual auction and dinner, and they have tickets to that event on sale right now, to my understanding.
Yes, they do. Their number is 208-324-3444. And once again, if you didn't catch that number, it's on the event calendar on the Chamber website.
Next Saturday is the Jerome Annual Health Fair, the Jerome Rec District, sponsored by St. Luke's.
Yes, St. Luke's and the Rec District are working together on this. I have had a few phone calls of people, businesses wanting to know how to get involved. Call the Rec Center directly, but we'll go from 7 a.m. to 12 noon. And as you know, Brock, in the past, that those health fairs are fantastic. You learn lots of information. They have all sorts of fun games and things for kids and people to learn how to do. There are some fees involved with some of the testing. So once again, check out the website to find out what some of those fees are for some of the tests.
And a couple of weekends down the road, but approaching faster than any of us thought it would, it's the Chamber Annual Awards Banquet coming up March 13th.
It is. And I was just looking before I came to the radio station today, somebody had made a comment to me that wouldn't it be fun to do something fun for the 100th person who signs up to attend. I'm at 91.
So you're 9 away from 100.
I'm 9 away from 100. So let's get us pushed up over past the 100 mark. But the Chamber Annual Banquet, we've got the awards that are going to be given to Business of the Year, the Nonprofit of the Year, as well as the Rising Star, which is the Young Business of the Year. Some other random awards will be given. Con Palos is our event sponsor, so thank you so much for them. But you can definitely call me at the Chamber office or go to the website and reserve your seats. It's going to be a fantastic evening celebrating 100 years.
Again, the website, visitjeromeidaho.com. That's where you can recap what we were talking about last hour about challenges faced by entrepreneurs. That's where you can get the event calendar. One more time, www.visitjeromeidaho.com. Cheryl, thank you so much. Have a wonderful rest of your week.
You too. Thanks, Brock.